Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast. My name is Kyle Nelson. I got my wonderful co-host, my good friend, my buddy, Mr. Eli Libby.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Phenomenal.
That's good to hear.
It's a great day.
It's a great day. Weather's
good
really
day.
Nice.
Have a good day.
It is a good day. To have a good day. I usually do my weather update.
It's true. Yeah.
We're finally hitting the 70s here in Central Oregon. It has been a cold.
You do a weather update.
I do.
Like
I do it all
every
time.
Podcast.
Not every podcast, but every so often.
Mm-hmm.
We get feedback.
True.
People liking to hear it. Okay.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
At least I like to think that.
Yeah.
So today we have a very special guest and a very cool topic that we like talking about quite a bit that we talk with clients
all
on the podcast
about. Yep.
All about branding and that story that you build that's compelling.
Mm-hmm.
That really does explode sales. So we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to run that intro. What's going on? Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast. My name's Kyle Nelson. I've got my great co-host and good friend here, Mr. Eli Libby.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. It's
beautiful
the episode,
day
man.
Today, man.
Absolutely.
We're really
can't
excited
wait.
For this episode. We've got a great app.
Yep. Absolutely.
Number two, clear, simple images.
Amazon summer.
The first thing that I'm talking about in this article is
really looking for that initial credit.
You need to be thinking about product photography and video production. Today, we have Meredith Kelleher, and what she says is most businesses are born from the skill, creativity, and experience of a passionate person who develops a high-value offer for many and often die because they only whisper the availability of the offer to a few. Meredith helps new and seasoned business owners find the right people to effectively communicate the value of their offers and move prospects along their customer journey quickly. She helps entrepreneurs develop and implement marketing strategies that optimize for profit and meet their customers where they are with social media advertising for conversion, copyright, or the build-out of products on Kajabi.
Nice.
Welcome to the Biz Bros Podcast, Meredith.
Hey, you guys. Thanks so much for having me. It's really fun to be here.
This is awesome.
And would you like a weather update for Miami, Florida?
I was literally going to ask you, where are you from? Let's do it.
I'm in Miami, Florida, and it is hot and humid already. And the bugs are out. But interestingly enough, I actually came from the Texas and the Southeast.
Nice.
I've been here 10 years. I think because we're closer to the ocean, it's a little bit nicer here than like Dallas, Texas, where my parents are, because it's 89 degrees today. I just looked. It never gets above 91, but it's 100% humidity.
Yeah.
And we've got the ocean breeze. Like I'm about half a mile from the ocean. It's not great though, because of the bugs, really. I'd rather be in Central Oregon, for sure.
Yeah, I think we're hitting 71 finally.
71.
It's cold here. It's nice.
Yep.
That sounds nice.
Oh, awesome. Well, great. Well, let's jump in here. Before we get into the topic, which we'll hold off on the topic, kind of dangle the carrot there. Let's learn a little bit more about you. Meredith, tell us your background. Kind of fill in that intro that Kyle just gave.
Okay, well, thanks so much. So my name's Meredith Kelleher. Like I just mentioned, I live in Miami, Florida with my family. Sometimes I think I should get a gold star at the end of the day because I have three teenagers in the house.
Oh, wow. You should.
Yeah. Yes. It's interesting. They're 18, 16, and 14. So yeah. And sometimes they're darling and then sometimes they're not. Yeah. And so I started my career as a CPA with PricewaterhouseCoopers. I studied accounting in school and then worked for them for quite a while. It was all over the world, including Zurich, Switzerland for a couple of years.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really fun. That was the best part, getting to go to Europe. I didn't love being an auditor. I loved numbers. So I moved on and tried different things. And most recently, I owned a franchise, which was called the Scout Guide Miami. There's not one in Oregon, but there are a few. There's 70 Scout Guides across the country, and they're based out of each different cities, 70 cities. And I had Miami, and for about 5 years, one second, my screen. Okay, for about 5 years, I did that, and I put together like a coffee table magazine of locally owned businesses. And marketed them with influencer style marketing, really. I built up an Instagram account for TSG Miami, and that was really fun. And I learned a lot about selling, because it was an expensive product for local businesses. And so I really had to craft my story and tried lots of different iterations of sales techniques and to see what worked. But my favorite part, besides just working with the businesses, I really enjoy that. Because local business owners, just like all small business owners, are tenacious, you know, and feisty, and have a lot of passion. But I learned, I often say Miami is a very international city, as you probably know. I didn't really know, I mean, it shows my ignorance, but I didn't realize how international it was till we moved here 10 years ago. Yep. It's been so cool, such a cool experience for me and my kids. But I have not learned a second language to speak, but I really do feel like I speak social media now, because it was sort of as a franchise owner with the Scout Guide, we were more like 50 when I started with them. They required us, the franchisor, to have a Facebook page. They didn't even require us to have an Instagram page for our, and so we figured out together that that really worked well for the local businesses. I mean, it was sort of, to sell that expensive piece of advertising, we were figuring out what we could do for these businesses for they worked with us for about a year at a time. So I learned to speak social media, and then, side hustle, I guess. I fell in love with Amy Porterfield, running around Miami, visiting my clients. And, you know, Amy teaches about online courses. And so I wanted to give it a try. And so right before the pandemic, another kind of local marketing expert and I got together, and we ended up niching down on doctors and created a course called Instagram Strategy for Busy Doctors. We did just what Amy taught us to do, which was we ran Facebook ads to get people to our first webinar. And we told that ads manager we wanted 500 people to come list, 500 doctors or their practice managers to come to our webinar. And I mean, she got 500 people to that webinar. Wow. I thought it was like magic. But when I saw how it worked, because I was super interested, I realized that digital ads are then really a combination of reading the numbers and understanding the numbers and great social media copy and creative. And I thought, wow, that's what I would love to do, both of those things. So when the pandemic hit, it sort of, you know, because it was all about doctors, like it just kind of sent our course. We ended up, like, people started reaching out to us to help them with different COVID things because they thought we were doctors. But I taught myself Facebook ads. And for the last almost two years, this fall, I've been exclusively helping small businesses, you know, expand their reach and then explode their sales with digital ads. And it's been so fun because I am good at it, like I thought I would be, and I can help others. So
that's awesome.
Wow. Well, thank you for that story. What a great story. That's amazing. That is very cool. Niching down, finding your niche. That's amazing.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever thought of the
doctors. Busy doctor Instagram. That's amazing.
Like, that's, but I could totally see how that's a space that would do really well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It take a minute. I mean, just like other course creators find, like, I mean, the doctors definitely need a help. That's one reason with the social media. And a lot of them were trying social media. It's hard social media to create. I mean, I've told one dentist, I've told 25. Nobody wants to see like a nasty tooth on Instagram feed. Some people do, but most don't. And they want to put it up there, you know? And so it's
Yeah. I'm not into that stuff. Yeah.
You don't like Dr. Pimple Popper?
No.
Some people love it. I don't. I just.
You kind of woozy thinking about it.
Yeah.
Bring that up. Awesome. Well, I think it might be time to kind of segue into the topic that we have. And then we've got an amazing kind of PDF too to bring up.
Yes, we do.
For the viewers that are watching.
So we're going to chat about how to write compelling brand story and use it to explode sales. And you've got something you want to share with us along the way as well. So why don't we like start 30,000 foot view of like brand story? Like, what is that? Like, a lot of people are still learning about how to build brand and what that even means.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, a brand story is really the story of your brand, meaning and what you can provide to your customers, right? The value or that you can provide to your customer, and how you do that, usually, like the process of how you do it. And so that could be just, I mean, and then if I just told you, okay, go, now go write your brand story, that can feel a little bit overwhelming, you know, but I found, and I love writing. That's really the part of social media I like, is the writing, not necessarily the graphic part. And so it's always been just fun to me to write. And so this part interested me. So I did do research on how to write your brand story. And I found, like a lot of other people, because he has a New York Times best-selling book, I found Donald Miller's Building Your Story Brand. Yeah, Donald Miller, Building Your Story Brand. Yeah, and he has an interesting perspective on brand stories. He says that they should be written and as putting the customer as the hero of the brand story, not the business. Which when I say it, it kind of sounds like, well, yeah, okay, but not really. When you start to write your brand story, you're going to want to talk about how awesome you are if you're your business. Awesome, you know, like how we're going to fix everything for you and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Well, he, after a lot of research, figured out, and he has all these examples if you dive into his stuff, he is great, that really like the hero's journey that we see in almost every movie, every story arc is what the story arc people like to see. If we back up even a little bit more, the reason why your brand story is so important is because psychologists have proven, and I don't have all the data, but it's true. All I used to do is Google this once, that our human brains are designed to be intrigued by stories. In fact, they've proven that it doesn't even really matter what the story is. If you give us a good beginning with a climax and an end, we're hooked. Like we are interested. And so you can create a brand story and use the parts of it to compel your customers to action, you're in really good shape. And and so I don't know how much further we want to go in about describing a brand story, a story brand, but I do have a great tool that Donald Miller offers. And
Let's pull it up.
This one I wasn't going to pull it. It's just a URL. We're going to pull up something else in a second, but the URL you would go to, you guys, is mystorybrand.com. And this mystorybrand.com. And I guess I do want to say a little bit more about on the podcast. Like what he does is he takes you through 7 questions, and I think he's changed it a little bit since I started using it, but I've used it to write. I did check before this podcast to make sure the tool was still there. It's free, but it still might work like this. You would, you have to kind of create an account and then it asks you a series of 7 questions. And then if you don't understand one of the questions, he's got a little video that explains it that'll pop up. But let me tell you, when we get in there, how he creates every brand story, putting the customer as the hero. There's 7 steps. We define your character of your story, which is your customer. And you really walk through and you guys, let me caveat this. Don't just do this lightly. I'm telling you, if you will take a day or even an hour, however long it takes you to really robustly write a story, not just outline bullet points, but in paragraph form, like you were going to turn it into an English teacher and then have somebody edit it for you. And then put it with your other brand components, like your logo, your font file. And you can share this with anybody you hire or any, you know, like employees or service providers. Okay. So Donna Miller is going to ask you to define your character. Okay. And then you're really going to, and you can build on this, but define, like, you know, the demographics of this person. Is it a woman? Is it a male? Or is it both in a certain age bracket? Where do they live? What language? Anything you can think of, describe this person. And then they have a problem, and you define the problem, and he gives you prompts with questions on how to do that. And he walks you through, like, internal problems this guy might have, external problems, meaning like psychological. He prompts you to ask these things. Then he even he asks you, who is their villain in this section? And I come back to this sometimes, like, you could say, if mine is a course creator, if a course creator didn't have to deal with blank, their life would be so much better. Well, blank is their villain, is the villain of their, so blank might be, if it was a doctor that works with them, like a dermatologist, and her demographic was people like me, women over 40. If women over 40 didn't have to deal with wrinkles, her life would be so much better, or, you know, a slowing metabolism. That's a villain. And so then he walks you through how to figure that out. And then they meet a guide, and this is where you get to talk about you, but you're the guide. You guide the customer on his journey, on his hero journey. But the only thing that Donald Miller wants to know, he doesn't want to know that you inherited the business from your grandfather and that it's been in your, I mean, that's fine and all, but you really don't need that stuff in the story. He wants to know how you empathize with your customer and what authority you have, what gives you the right, basically. Totally. And then the next part is just the plan. The guide gives your character a plan. So this is the part where you write out the process. How are you going to get this customer from, you know, their problem state to their happy state. And then five is cause them to action. Literally, what do they have to do to work with you? That's a call to action. And then six, it in the brand story, you define the successes that the customer will have after they work with you. And you also, in seven, what failures they will avoid. So there's seven steps.
Wow. Huge.
That is so cool.
But it's not hard.
It's not complex.
It's not complex. It's just doing it,
breaking it down,
you know, and that it helps so much with communicating, you know, the people that are, whether you're talking to someone one-on-one, whether it's on your website, wherever it may be, that really helps. And it helps, I feel like, an organization have the same voice, no matter who you're talking to. That's all talking the same brand, which is very important and very hard to do for a lot of companies.
That is a really good point. Seems like a good foundational step to kind of scale on.
And if you've taken the time to sit down and do this, if one of your team members comes to you and says, who do we want to target in this ad campaign, or what type of people do we want to bring into the focus group? They have the brand story. You defined the character at the beginning, you know, so you've already thought through, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You have it documented the character is.
True. I'm sure one of all the listeners listen to this podcast, they'll probably sign up and at least sign up for that and work through it.
I would think so. Yeah. Absolutely. If they haven't done, don't already read the book or whatever.
It's true. It's very true.
And I love the book. I actually probably wrote a brand story once just from reading the book, because he's a great writer, right? And he walks you through how to do it. But this tool is awesome. And you could use the tool without reading the book, but we love the book. You could do both. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about how that's going to explode your sales.
Yes.
Okay.
Other part.
So, I have three steps to using a brand story to explode your sales. The first one, write your brand story. And the second, third, they kind of can be interchanged. But the second one is use your brand story strategically along your customer's value journey. And we have a photo example we're going to share in a minute. But the third one is, so you use the story strategically is number two. And the third one is test parts of the story that works. So I'd like to talk about both of those for just a second.
I think it's time to pull up the doc, right?
Yes.
Step two.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, you might have learned a customer value journey from somewhere else. This is not, this is digital marketers' version of it. You see their little logo there. I took their paid ad mastery. I got certified through them, so I don't think they mind me sharing it. But so this is how a customer moves through a business. All right. The brand story is how we talk to the customer, but this is really how a customer moves through any business, this cycle here. What they say is, first, there's awareness, and this is on this little chart here. There's awareness, and then we engage them, and then they subscribe to our business, which could mean following us on a social media channel or signing up for a newsletter, which letter that would be subscription, or getting a freebie from us, you know. If you're a brick and mortar, that could maybe mean walking in the door before you purchase. And then anyway, subscription is next, and then conversion when they buy something from you. But look, there's four more steps after you sell them something. They get excited once they get the product, then they ascend, which is kind of that's kind of a silly step, but ascend. And then once they've ascended along with you, they start advocating for you. And they might even promote your business for you, you know, which is that we've seen that, super fans. And then the cycle will start again. Hopefully they'll convert again and sell for us. So yeah. So what I like you to do with if you are creating copy to explode sales, and it's time for you to, you're trying to make a social media post or create like an ad for, maybe you've donated to a not-for-profit or for a newspaper or whatever. I want you to stop for 1 second, pull out, look at the customer value journey and decide where this piece of advertisement is talking to them on their journey, right? So if you're making a social media post, most of the time with those, not always, most of the time posts on Instagram feed or Facebook, we're just trying to build awareness, right? Right. And so for awareness, we don't need to give them the call to action yet, right? You want to look at your brand story, and probably you want to tell them the success stories at the awareness phase. You want to tell them maybe about your product and how much people love it. Right then, just make them aware.
Right then. Really.
Yeah. And I think that's enough right there. You could tell them a little bit about who you are, but I don't even think you need to in the awareness factor. It's just all about them and why they would love your product. And then to get people to engage with you and talk to you, identifying their problems works really well. So if you are like, I love Instagram stories to get people to engage. And so if you can kind of mention there that, you know, they have a problem with XYZ, you know, you'd like that, you've seen them, that those really work there. And maybe even mentioning some of their character traits. So they're like, hey, oh, they see me, you know, they know who I am. They're talking to me. Like one and two. And then to get them to subscribe, if we're moving along digital marketers' journey, you just tell them what to do. Like, give them the call to action. And this, there might be two call to actions, but if, you know, if you want them to, to give you their email address, you would tell them how, or I always tell people in social media, tell them, you know, if, follow me, or tell them what you want them to do, you know, and that's how you get them to subscribe. And then to get them to convert, this is where your authority, your, you know, really making sure they understand who the guide is can work really well. So you want to give them, you know, make sure they understand why you're the one to buy for them. And that could be because you empathize with them. That's one thing Donna Miller helps you pull out, like, you know, I was once in your shoes. This is, and you tell that kind of story. Or like I mentioned on this podcast, I was studied accounting and worked for Price Waterhouse, so I understand numbers. You know, that maybe that's why you might decide to hire me to be your ads manager. Like that, I might tell somebody that who is thinking of converting with me. That makes me different than maybe other ads manager. Yeah, and then you can also, I mean, right now, ads managers are all talking about how they call it user generated content is working so well.
Oh yeah. Very familiar with UGC. Yeah.
And y'all, all that means, I laugh when they, all that means is like testimonials. No one's using that word anymore, but we say UGC, user.
Exactly what it is. Yep. So, language of social media, like you said earlier.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, those are working everywhere right now, but
big brands.
Sure.
You know, I mean, but you could, that if you needed to, you could use them at, to get them to convert, like if you were running a conversion ad. That stuff works though too, you guys, in writing an email. Like, are think about if your email list is primarily people that have been with you a while, right? You're not constantly generating new people all the time. Then they know you pretty well. So they might have already bought from you, right? They might have already converted. So then you want to think about how do you excite them? That's the next phase. And this is again where you can share UGC, user generated content. How are other people excited, right? But also you could tease out, and if we look at your brand story, you know, it's the same thing. You could write other people's success stories. You could, this is kind of bad, but you could share failures of people. Like one thing that Donald Miller, the last thing, y'all aren't looking at this, that he helps you write in your brand story is the failures your character avoids. Yeah. So this could be something when you're exciting your customers. Aren't you glad we don't have to deal with that?
Right. Yep. I know.
And then when you're, and then like as they move along, that's what's interesting. As they move along the customer journey, like towards the end, this is the place where you can share the more boring parts. I mean, you've already got them excited. No one cares about the process, really. Totally. And that is a mistake a lot of people advertising for the first time makes. They want to know the results and that you understand them and that they can trust you. Know, like, and trust. They don't need to know how to buy usually. I mean, sometimes, but not usually. But if you're going to have people start advocating or promoting for you, you might need to explain the process a little bit more. So that piece would go in up at the top where Digital Marketer has like your process. And it might be obvious, but it might not. So this is where you explain it there. And and so do you see how that works? So how you'd want to couple your brand story with the customer.
Yeah, the brand. I completely agree. That is awesome. Thanks for wrapping that up. I mean, that really ties in.
I think a lot of people, they look at marketing and sales and branding. It's just like being loud, but how are you going to do that? What are the steps and what's the journey on the different, you know,
strategy behind
you're going actually after. Doing it
to explode sales. I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. That is amazing.
Well, we don't have much more time, Meredith, but as we do wrap it up, if there's one thing that you hope our listeners are kind of walking away with from this episode, what would that be?
I hope that they walk away with that. It is important. And because I know it would be to carve out some time, give it an hour to write your brand story. You guys, you will thank us later. It will pay you back many dividends. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then if people want to follow you or learn more, where would they go?
I have a website, meredithcallaher.com. And just like you guys said, you'll write it in the notes, but it's spelled just like it sounds, Callaher with a K, meredithcallaher.com. And I'm also on Instagram with the same handle. And I love Instagram, so we could talk there.
Awesome.
Well, Meredith, thank you so much for joining us. I know that there's going to be some great action items for our listeners. I think this is it's huge for a lot of people with brand story. So thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Biz Bros podcast. Anywhere that you listen to podcasts, hit that subscribe button, type in Biz Bros on Google, we'll pop up. Make sure to subscribe if you want to listen to great guests just like Meredith. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you on the next Biz Bros podcast.
See you guys.